good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, and thank you for caring to be right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be consistently present with me, as I am consistently asking and knocking and praying to be ever more inspirational, ever more insightful, ever more motivational, so that you are always receiving more support to make the commitments that so many ones never make. See, we make commitments for a lot of things. We become proficient in so many areas of our gifts, talents, skills, and abilities. But we can be proficient and never have really ever applied ourselves towards living in the light of the truth of the ones that we actually are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so I am so grateful for the lives of all of those ones who've loved us. There are so many ones who are grieving, so many ones who are acknowledging this particular time of the year and the season in memory of so many ones who have come and gone. And so on behalf of all of our sisters, all of our brothers, all of our mothers, all of our aunties, all of our children who have come and gone too soon, I say, let us live to walk a stronger walk in their behalf. Let us come to a point and place where you won't drink yourself to death and numb the pain, but come to a point and place where you realize that we have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do. We have the opportunity to literally consecrate our bodies as temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, Goddess, that is our truth. To walk a stronger walk with exalted thought. Harmonize within the will of existence. Walking in the freedom of the intelligence of our being. But it's not something that everybody's asking for. And I'm saying, no, let's ask for that. You get what you ask for. You get what you apply yourself to. The law is always working. So many ones want to be musicians and travel all around the world. And I come from a family that is extremely talented. And I love my family. The McKinney Ellis clan, many of who are here in Atlanta. But we're everywhere. And so I'm saying that for all of those ones who have already moved into the exalted spirit worlds of all of our lineages, let us consciously care to position ourselves while we are here to do that which is necessary in applying ourselves wholeheartedly towards our wholeness, towards being in the peace and the poise, in the wealth, in the prosperity, in the richness of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is already ours. To realize that there is something seriously wrong in this world, in this realm, that people have been given the greatest gift that they were given, which is their lives. The gifts of their intelligence, the gift of their capacity, the gift of their voices, the gift of their proficiency in whatever area of talent. But at the same time, we have been supported in dimming our own lights, in wasting ourselves, in feeding off of that which the body has no use for, because we are under a system of oppression, where the intention of our oppression has been to defile our bloodstream. And no matter how proficient we become, to not have made commitments for the cleanliness of blood that gives a clarity of mind that allows us to really walk in the fullness of the true essence and intelligence and divinity and sanctity and the sacredness and the duty and obligation and responsibility and the obeyance and the obedience of who we are as children of God. See, so many ones, we exalt it. We know it. We use it when it's convenient for us, when we in pain, when we this, we say, oh, God, please. And God don't give us no more than we can handle. But the issue is, what are we choosing? What are we reaching for on a daily basis? What are we putting down our throats? What are we putting on our skin, getting into our blood? All of the inks from all of the tattoos, all of the alcohol, all of the tobacco, all of this stuff. And I'm just saying that the Doritos and the Fritos and the Takis and all of the things that are marketed to children, it should be legal, literally illegal, literally illegal, because it is really unlawful to create, manufacture, and poison children. But we got it as children, and the children are still getting it, and the school systems are supporting it. And I'm saying, no, on behalf of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-great-great-great-great, let us stop this. People say, oh, well, Adama, you know, you're a voice in the wilderness. No, I am a voice on behalf of the wholeness of all of us. And I really am not moved by how many people would argue with me and debate with me and not listen to the substance of what I'm saying. But as soon as they hear something, then they got to type their own comments about it. I'm saying, don't type a comment. You don't have anything to say. Listen to what I'm saying. Take it in. Don't try to justify why it is you should be eating the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, why it is you can continue to inebriate, intoxicate, and violate the greatest gift that you've been given, which is your life, which is your body, which is your heart, which is your mind, which is your opportunity to honor and glorify the lineages that you represent. Don't be trying to debate me about this, because you're not thinking a greater thought. See, I could understand if you had a greater thought in terms of what is going to create a more expeditious clearing, cleansing, consecration, purification, exaltation, and liberation of us as a global humanity. Are you thinking? You can't think that way as long as your blood is defiled. That's why the methodology of our oppression has been to defile our blood. Yes, we can still sing. We can still dance. We can still perform. We've been performing the whole time we've been on this side. You understand? Being an excellent performer and entertainer does not mean that you walked in the light of the truth of the one that you are as a conscious immortal. Being able to be lauded and applauded by thousands of people and millions of people who scream and holler and fall out and whatnot at your concerts does not mean that you walked in the light of the truth of the all that you were as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of God. And so we see how much gifted and how much talent we have, and how those ones who are on the front line of the civil rights movement, you look at them now and they blowed up like whales. And that's the truth of the matter. You understand? It's like, because the body is just absorbing and swelling with the flesh, the blood, the breads, the rice, the beans, the potatoes, all of this. And I'm just saying, is that because we have never been supported in respecting the perfect and divine design of our bodies as temples for the enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, goddess, that is our truth. When that is the truth of us, then why would we settle for less than that? If that is the truth of us, then why would we prefer to be alcoholics and drug addicts and sex addicts and whores and pimps and all of these ones who are participating in the degradation and the violation of people, and then influencing others to join you in that? I'm saying, no, it is about our moral compass. It is about the strength of our convictions. It is about the discipline of our thought and what we reach for on a daily basis. It is about our redemption and our reconciliation and our reorientation on the path of absolute and supreme intelligence and eternal life. It is about our salvation and our liberation. It is about our duty, obligation to stand on behalf of all there is and to allow and to no longer support the violation of other beings. It is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to realize the law that governs us and to realize that there are no ones who have come into this realm who are here to do anything other than exalt life, to be in the exaltation of the love of being, to be a blessing on behalf of the lineages to whom we've come, to be able to invoke and call forth the greatness of those lineages to pour forward in our reality as our gifts, talents, skills, and abilities, and that we have the capacity to create and ensure the progression of our lineages, particularly when we know that there is an agenda to phase our lineages out of existence, and to know that those ones who are co-conspiring, those ones who are complicit, those ones who are initiating and sowing the seeds of divisiveness through all of the artificial colors and flavors and the violated beings that you're being served, the flesh of their body parts and all of this. I'm just saying there's no way for them to prosper. There's no way for that to be prosperity. I don't care what nation you're talking about. And for these countries, whether it's the United States, whether it's France, whether it's England, whether it's Portugal, whether it's Spain, whether it's Turkey, all of these ones to be brothers in the subjugation and the domination of melanin-dominated people all over the place. In India, in China, in Japan. Our brother Renuka Rashidi went all around the world exposing the reality that the root of all people are black people, are dark melanated people. And all over the world to this day, those ones, you have now these models who are so dark and so beautiful and so black that they had to transcend all of the degradation, all of what they got, to come to a point where they have really been on the front line of readdressing the real standards of beauty, because we have been whitewashed through the commercials, through the Barbie dolls, through all of what we grew up with. You understand? And I realized that it wasn't so much them trying to influence us. It was them trying to influence themselves in accepting their own beauty in all of that paleness. We're having to realize that the whole colorism, the divisiveness within the different classes, races, there's only one race, it's human. And every order of existence, human and non-human, are still the evidence of the intelligence of existence having gifted us so much of itself. In the myriad of diversity, in the phenomenal uniqueness and the beauty and the markings of so many ones, within the depths of the oceans, within the caves, within the air. And so I am, on behalf of all orders of being, on behalf of Mother Earth and Mother Nature, on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government, calling us to take seriously our now moment where we are able to reverse any issues that has crystallized in our tissues, reverse any issue that we refer to as sickness, illness, or disease, and just realize it is as a result of the concentration and the saturation and the contraindication of those things, those chemicals, and all of the paste through all of the pancakes and the waffles and the breads and the biscuits and the cheese and the eggs. And this is the source of all of the tumors, all of the cancer. And the doctors never tell you that you're perfectly and divinely designed. The doctors never tell you that what you truly need to do is to be consistently supporting the body's natural cleansing daily, to rid yourself of the accumulation, the contraindication, and all of the chemicals and the nitrates and nitrites and BHA and all of this. I am really passionate about us reclaiming our rights to be corrected in this realm, to realize that we can no longer think in good conscience and be correct, that you have the right to be wrong, that you have the right to be out of alignment, that you have the right to do and trash your body, but take care of your cars. Take better care of your cars and you take care of your children. I'm saying, no, let's wake up. This is a mind. I'm gonna be nice. We want to be in a place of space where you get your mind right. Mama and them said, boy, you ain't in your right mind. Because if you was in your right mind, you be in the mind of your creator. You be in the mind of your father, your mother. You understand? You ain't in your right mind when you think that you have the right to kill yourself and for whatever else you do well, I can guarantee you, you would not have done everything that you could have done if you did not honor your Creator in reverencing and worshiping and appreciating and loving and delighting in the blessedness of your being as this point of its own presence. There's a scheme that we should be steeped in shame, in game, in guilt. That's what it was when we were being beaten and hung and all of this. You understand? They tried to make us shame. They tried to blackface us and make caricatures out of us and, you know, showing us with watermelon and all of this. And I'm saying, well, we could have done the same thing, showing you all ripping the flesh of things and blood dripping from your lips and whatnot because of the blood sucking, killing, murderous kind of persons that these ones came through. I ain't making up stuff. It's in the books. You understand? You still seeing it. You go into any of your grocery stores and you see all of the slabs of the flesh of dead animals. Who's killing those animals? Who's raising those animals? Who's shooting those animals up? I'm just saying is that, no, that is the evidence of the wickedness, the murderous, lying things that have put so much violation charged upon our blood. So I'm saying, don't eat that. Don't go there. Don't feel entitled to feed off of the heartache and the hardship and the frustration and the anguish and the angst of other beings and charge your blood with violation. Don't work towards your own demise. Be in a place and space where you are literally remembering how perfectly and divinely designed you are. You don't beat your own heart. You don't breathe yourself. You're in a place and space now where you have the opportunity to get real and get right, to really lose the excess weight so that you are able to truly get that which is going to nourish you, alkalize you, mineralize you, oxygenate you, to consistently generate new cells, cellular repair, regeneration, wholeness, and healing, but also the consciousness expansion that comes with it. You understand? There's a saying that says, you are what you eat. But if you're eating pigs, you come on with the way of pigs or hogs. Did you eat the pig or did you eat the hog? You understand? Are you a hog? Are you a pig? I'm just saying. It's like, no, we see the slothiness and see the meanness and all of that. I'm just saying we're in a place and space where we have to realize that we are of God. We are of God. We are of God. And this absolute and supreme intelligence that is God is the foundation of all beings itself. Every eye sees as an eye of God. And so to be in a place and space where you think you can slap God in the face every day and then survive it, you understand? No, you're headed for a tragic day with fate. I'm saying let's put on the brakes. Put on the brakes. Don't go into over the cliff. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know how long you'll be falling. You understand? You don't know how long you'll be dead in the realm of eternity. Where do the dead people go? And most of the people who were dead before they died. We don't want to die here. We don't want to throw away our gifts and our blessedness. We want to be in a place and space where every day is a day of progression. Every day is a day of liberation. Every day is a day of salvation. Every day is a day of gratitude and thanksgiving. Every day is a day of celebrating our living. Every day is a day of really using our gifts, talents, skills, and abilities, but being in a place where we are mastering ourselves, our minds, our thoughts, our appetites, and our desires so that we are not longing and lusting for that which is base. To be in a place and space where your body and your bloodstream are vehicles and vessels for the spirit of the living God, Goddess that is your truth. There isn't a greater way for us to remember. See, this is not the conversation that those who are on the front line of the civil rights movement, this wasn't a conversation they were having. It wasn't a conversation that the Black Panthers were having. It wasn't a conversation that the 5 percenters and the gods and the earths and all of these other groups are having. And I'm saying that on behalf of all of our lineages, the divinity was already there. You understand? So being in a place in our now moment where we transcend all of the divisiveness to embrace the wholeness, to embrace the oneness, to embrace the divinity of all of existence itself, and to feel so blessed, to feel so honored, to be in a place and space where the whole time that we have for the rest of our living, knowing that we will all leave the planet, but we should be leaving the planet. We should not be dying. We shouldn't have our bodies riddled with all kinds of drugs and pharmaceuticals and chemo and radiation and all of this. We should not have our life force sucked from us when we have the capacity to consistently be generating and regenerating, renewing and rebirthing, regenerating, regenerating, renewing and rebirthing. It said, you must be whole again. Those ones, they said that none can come through the Father except through me. You must be born again. That means you have to have a clean bloodstream. You can't bear the violation of violated beings. You can't dwell in shame and lack and the lies of who you are. You have to remember the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of yourself. The prodigal children returning home to the house of God, the mind of God, by creating the bloodstream that no longer bears violation or violated ones, the inebriants, the intoxicants, the artificial colors and flavors and FD&C and the preservatives and all of this stuff, which is the root of all of the cancer. It's not that difficult. But you struggle because you will not make the commitments to be committed to life, to be committed to the laws that govern life, to be committed to honoring the lineages through whom you've come, being committed to the source of your being committed to walking in the fullness of the gift of who you are as a phenomenal being committed to having the fullness of all that is the evidence of your right alignment with the all that is, that all has ever been, that will always be, to secure our path, our solid ground in truth on the earth, to be firmly grounded and founded in absolute truth, that we are immersed in nothing but an ocean of absolute and divine intelligence and consciousness that is limitless and boundless, that is beginningless and endless, and there is no lack of it anywhere. But because of the blockage and obstruction that's being created within our body temples, we cannot take the full advantage of being clear vehicles and vessels of its light, its love, its wisdom, its truth, its peace, its poise, its power, and its potency. We get what we ask for. I'm asking you to ask for that. I'm asking you to care to do that. I'm asking you to knock and seek and apply yourself. I'm asking you to hydrate and oxygenate and mineralize and breathe deeply, reverently, appreciatively, to honor the lineages through whom we've come. My family knows me. They know I love them. They know I can't hardly take it. The love is still there, though. But loving that which is beating our hearts and breathing us, loving this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, is our first love. That's our first duty, obligation, and responsibility. We give thanks for the lineages through whom we've come. We give thanks for those that we shared all of what we've shared in our growing and maturing. But we all go our separate ways. We all go in the direction that our hearts and minds lead us. But our hearts and our minds are inseparably connected to the divine intelligence that is all there is. And no matter where we stand upon the planet, no matter what we've done or not done, we are still in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to be supremely intelligent is the gift, is our now moment, is the duty obligation that we have to the lineages through whom we've come. On behalf of all of those ones who we share time and space with, the ones that we shared bathrooms and bedrooms and all of that with when we were coming up. You understand? You hear people talk about, I slept in the bed with all my siblings. It was like five of us in the bed. You understand? We have so much. Oh, I was so happy to get my own room. It took me, I had to be 14 years old before I got my own room. I had to sleep with my brothers and sisters. And everybody has to deal with the reality of the passing of those that we've loved, those that we came through with, those who we've come through. And I'm saying, let us live to honor all of it. Let us come to a point and place where we are always in the celebration of life. We don't have to wait for people to pass to celebrate loving. And we do not have to sit around and be hopeless and helpless while people are dying. The death is the draining of the and usurpation of the life currency. And we don't have to participate with it. And every death is not the same. And every passing and transitioning is not the same. But we are all going to be held by how we've programmed ourselves. It says, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. You cannot believe in death and then feed so much off death and then not have a dying. The living is in the consistent exaltation of the reverence and the worship and the appreciation of the breath and the heartbeat and the cleanliness of the bloodstream and coming to a point and place where you are always celebrating the more. We are dwelling in a now moment of eternity. We are already in heaven. We do not have to die to go there. But the heaven is where we are literally in the peace and the poise of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So let us live to make a difference. Let us live to truly honor the ones through whom we've come. Let us live to be in a place and space where we are the evidence of the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God. Because that is the true, long-lasting success upon the planet and beyond. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. When you have a nation that has been established on the marginalization, the disenfranchisement, the killing, the murdering of our indigenous families and the enslavement of our African families, and that those ones who have consistently applied themselves towards being educated, religiously trained under the same system that has created sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and a path of prosperity in creating multi-trillion dollar economy in that to the detriment of everything and everybody, then you have to really be thoughtful and mindful that these ones could not all of a sudden have everybody's best interests at heart when we have been in crisis for quite a while. And that tobacco and alcohol and white sugar and their products are literally the weapons of mass destruction in terms of how many people, how many families, how many lives, and how many livers have been destroyed with those products. So then by the time we look at the amount of land and water resources being used by the fast food industry, the meat industry, to graze cows and pigs and chickens, and the amount of antibiotics and hormones and larvicides, the chemicals that they spray their food down with so that their feces does not draw flies, and to realize that these things are being dumped into the waters and streams. So for government to consistently allow such violations of the earth, the water, as well as the land for profit on behalf of the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industry, then it should not be rocket science for you to think and to conceive that mass media that allows for the commercialism and the advertising, the sublimation in the advertising, to put us in a place where we are seduced into consuming these products that offer us no nutrition, put us in a place where we, our bodies, our cells, are
saturated and concentrated and contraindicated with all of the chemical residues that have the impact and the effect of modifying our behavior to the degree to which we feel entitled to undermine ourselves, which is not the it's not what intelligent beings do. And so we, as a humanity of people of all hues, are literally being warred against by those ones who are the profiteers and the engineers of the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industries, which have created the pandemic of cancer, diabetes, obesity, upper respiratory disease, suicide, and all of the other issues that have come forward in terms of the lupus, the sarcoidosis. I mean, the list of disease can go on and on from AIDS to ZITS. So our being aware and being conscious and conscientious that government, if to really be government, has to have the wellness of everybody in mind and in heart. We cannot be government and be serving self-interest of the corporate deities of death and then think that they really have your best interest at heart, being influenced by those who feel entitled to facilitate a global agenda of depopulation and genocide. And so, as one who has cared and has seen through so much of this for over four decades plus, and been on radio discussing the issues with the meeting of the Inner Circle, dealing specifically with the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, our being able to be qualified for continuance in existence, you know, it matters that we have an understanding that you have to come to a point and place where you really care to step out of the way, to be in a mindset where you have the wisdom and the light to do that which is truly in your best interest, because the intention is through divisiveness. They divide and conquer. And so the foundation that of divisiveness started with religion. And so under Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Brahmism, other ones, it's just that organized religion laid foundation for people being in a place where we get into a conversation about whose God is God and whose Savior and this and that. And so I'm just saying is that we're in a place now where we have to understand that we can no longer participate in the divisiveness. We cannot be divided within ourselves. We cannot be a detriment to ourselves and truly survive the planning and the plotting of other ones against us in depopulating and creating more profit in sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so I am advocating that we realize that we are perfectly and divinely designed by the intelligence of existence that animates every one of us with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that has perfectly designed us to be vehicle and vessels of its light, its love, its wisdom, and its truth. That this is the commonality, the intelligence of existence, or that which other ones refer to as the Most High or the Creator of all or God or whatever, is the highest and lowest common denominator of all of us, so that we should not be divided within ourselves. We should not be warring against one another. There should be no plotting and planning of anyone's degradation and distortion and dysfunction or capture and enslavement and whatnot. And you know, this is part of the history of us here, so that at this particular point in time, we have to look at our progression. We have to really have an understanding and an understanding that each one of us must exalt a full effort in no longer being divided within ourselves, that we are really caring to rejoice in the blessedness of our being and consciously caring to exalt a full effort in restoring the integrity of the divinity of our being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, being mindful and centered in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that blazes the sun, that has the earth spinning, that is responsible for all of life itself. But to realize that in our now moment, because of the pandemic or the initiative of those ones to ignore the actual pandemic of the heart disease, the cancer, the diabetes, the upper respiratory issues, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, the renal failure, the alcoholism, the drug abuse, the sex trafficking, and all of the depression and dementedness and Alzheimer's and all of that, to now make the coronavirus weighs so heavily in our minds about that pandemic. That is not a pandemic. That's a farce. That's a lie. The true pandemic is that you're still feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows in artificially colored, artificially flavored, nutritionally deficient, mineral deficient stuff that makes you vulnerable and susceptible to anything, because your body is already permeated and penetrated by all manners of organisms, worms, pathogens, bacteria, viruses. You understand? And so, but there's no contagion just from speaking and whatnot, you know? So having to cover your nose and your mouth, having to continue to inhale your exhalation of carbon dioxide and take that in back into your system in order to work or in order to shop for any length of time, when the breath of life is God. It is the maintainer and sustainer of us. We're perfectly and divinely designed to breathe. And part of the oxygenation, what oxygenation is doing, is cleansing and purifying our cells. And we are exhaling that which needs to be exhaled and released. And the atmosphere, the trees and whatnot, can take it and then convert it into oxygen. I'm just saying is that the intelligence of existence has outfought this thing. We really don't have to follow those who've already proven that they do not have anybody's best interest at heart. But to know that you are literally working against yourself and undermining your cells and your divine perfect functioning by feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and all of the flower products that actually create pus and glue and waste in your system. You understand? So when I was a little girl, the teacher would say, tell your mom to send 2 cups of flour to school and we're going to do art. Take the 2 cups of flour to school, blend it with water, and it makes paste. Paste that would allow us to re-glue China back together or do our paper mache and whatnot. But your pancakes are made of flour and water. Your pasta is made from flour and water. Your donuts are made from flour and water. Your bagels, your croissants, your scones, your biscuits, you understand, your breads, your sub sandwiches, all this is flour and water. So here is all this paste that is like glue in your lungs and your bronchioles, and what's foundational for the allergies and the asthma and the COPD and the sinus headaches and all of this stuff, because we are not acknowledging that we're divinely designed and we are breatharian first. Everybody has to breathe. Breath is the gift that animates our lives. And because we're perfectly and divinely designed, nobody is designed to really feed off of the carcasses of dead animals, because we don't have the hydrochloric acid to dissolve it. There's no nutrition that we can get from it. You're eating animals that are not found naturally in life. You understand? So years ago, and sometimes currently, depending on where you are, where the people are catching raccoon and possum and squirrel and rabbit and deer and all of this, and they're hunting and killing and and freezing these animals' body parts so that they can eat all winter long. You understand, that is not a necessity for us, and we are in a place and space where we should be representing the progression of our humanity, the progression of our being rightly aligned with the intelligence of our being, the progression in our being conscious and conscientious of caring to function as whole beings, our male and female selves, harmonized in under the Godhead that allows the light to be fully activated in us as us. These bodies are the vehicles and vessels for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And the intelligence of existence has given us the capacity to create, the capacity to think, to contemplate, to meditate, to receive, to image, to imagine, to really activate all of the gifts that we've been given so that we are taking responsibility and able to respond to the need to create heaven on earth, to be in a perfect peace, a perfect poise, and harmonious with the intelligence of existence. It really matters that we care to be rightly aligned with life itself. And so because of the spirit that inhabits our bodies has come from another realm of eternity, the earth herself is still in eternity. You understand, now we can acknowledge the change of the calendar and then always in a now moment of eternity. And the new frequency or the new year is really at spring. We're consistently perpetuating somebody else's agenda that is not harmonious with the wholeness that is foundation in the progression of us as a humanity of people. On behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, they have it right. I'm just saying, is that of anything and everybody that deserves their liberation, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures deserve their liberation. The beef industry, those who are using land and water resources and whatnot for cows so that they can graze cows to kill them so that they can rot in your intestines. I'm just saying is that this is a progression of error. And these errors are what's foundation for all of the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes and whatnot. There have been more people who have died from tobacco misuse and abuse and alcoholism and the white sugar being the most pervasively used, misused, and abused drug in the world. All of the people that have fought and died in all of the wars that these people have engaged in and are still engaging in, because there's profit in death. There's profit in killing. There's profit in warring for those ones who invest in it. Because we are immersed in nothing but absolute and eternal law, that what you do unto others shall be done unto you. So real eye, the real eye that sees through every eye, we are not able to really exalt the fullness of the divinity of our being when you are complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with the violation of other beings. And so our now moment is full of potentiality for our being able to shake off the yokes of oppression, to come to a point and place where we are exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our forgiving, our releasing, our letting go, our realignment, our divine mission and assignment to truly represent the establishment of the eternal order and to be aligned with the administering intelligence's efforts to allow humanity to be reconciled and harmonized with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence on behalf of all of existence itself. And so because we are in a now moment where, you know, these ones have been going on about the necessity for vaccinating, but they're not trying to change anything. And I'm just saying is that if there were some true sincerity on their part about the wellness of people, then they would have created a moratorium on killing all of these creatures and serving you their carcasses. All right. They would have created a moratorium on the proliferation of so much alcoholic beverage in our communities and whatnot, so that, you know, inebriation, intoxication, drunkenness laying foundation for the stupefaction where you continue to kill yourself, but then you want somebody to care about you when you are exhibiting all signs of not caring for yourself. In our now moment, we have the opportunity to rise completely up, to realize the entrapment that has happened, that the church and the organized religion has participated in it, because they've misrepresented themselves to the degree to which they've left out some very vital information from the people, so that the church is comprised so much of those ones who are sick and obese and ill and whatnot, when you should be in a place where there's the first place where you get support in understanding divinity of existence itself. That should be the first place where we are supported in understanding the divine design of our body temples. That's the first place that we should have an understanding and an understanding as to what it means to be bathed in the blood of Christ, or to literally have salvation through the blood of Christ. But that's not what we get in there. We get all kinds of confused and this and that. And so we go to church and hoop and holler, and choir sings, and most of the people in the choir need to be completely cleared and cleansed to get rid of the heart disease, the diabetes, the obesity and whatnot, so they could truly be exalting the fullness of their salvation. But when you are going to the doctors and taking all these meds and whatnot so that your blood pressure can stay a certain kind of way, and I'm like, well, ask the doctors, how long will it take your blood pressure to really balance out from the use of the medication? But it will never. And people are on these blood pressure medications, and two and three of them sometimes, without the doctors ever telling them that the reason the blood pressure is high is from all of the sludge that builds up along the walls of their arteries, their veins, their blood vessels and whatnot, that comes from the fat and the pus and the this and that from the cows and the turkeys and the chickens and the fish and all of this garbage that they're consistently consuming. And so this is why womanhood has to raise completely up, because everywhere that we are not honoring ourselves, we are not honoring the lineages that we represent, we are not truly activating the responsibility that we have as the nurturers and the nourishers, the teachers, but the healers we should be, because it is duty, obligation to exalt life, to be the perpetuators, life supporting, honoring, and whatnot. But to come to a point and place where you won't ask and you won't knock for the real answer and solution. How is it that we can just continue generation after generation in creating more and more obesity and more sickness, illness, and disease, and then don't want to do anything different? That's the evidence of having been poisoned. That's the impact and the effect of these behavior-modifying chemicals that are in the food to put you in a place where you are not able to do what all other intelligences do in exalting a full effort in your living, your loving, your being, your perpetuation of your lineages. So a woman who does not care for herself, or not caring properly for herself, exalting a true knowing of how to really feed, then she is a detriment to her families, to her children, to her husbands and her loves. You understand? So I'm just saying is that we're in a now moment that requires us to get on the right side of this equation. You understand? So all of the sisters who are in the hospitals, and all the sisters who are in the military, and all of the women who are in every aspect of health and hospice and all of that, the trauma centers and this and that, our duty, our first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to that which beats our hearts and breathes us in the exaltation of life and the order of life. But when everybody is filled with the filth of rot and decay and decomposition and viruses and bacteria and worms and organisms and parasites and whatnot, then understand that these people are exalting a true fraud, because the real issue is what we have been doing on a daily basis for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and just changing the diet is insufficient in terms of really allowing for the body to fully cleanse thoroughly from the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, and all of the chemicals that are in that stuff that they call food, that our bodies can't utilize because it's not oxygenating, it's not hydrating, it's not mineralizing, it does not open up the channels of elimination. And most people are under severe constipation as a result of all of the pus and the mucus and the flour and the starches that turn to sugar and the flesh and all of this stuff. So just hear me. The issue is, if you really care if you really care, to not be vulnerable or susceptible to the kind of cleansing that your cells are doing as a result of how much electromagnetic frequencies we're in and bombarded with the wireless technology and the 5G energies and whatnot. That's what really is going on. But then to be in a place where you will allow people who don't care for you, a thought and a mindset that has already been co-conspirating with generations of ones in this sterilization and the poisoning and the annihilation of indigenous families all over the world, native families, melanin dominated people, and then you're going to follow them? You're going to accept what they say? Really? The reality that there's absolute law that governs all of our being, and just as in the legalities of these people, they say, oh, well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. They still hold you accountable, you know, and still fine you. And I'm saying, well, ignorance of absolute law is of no excuse. And as a result of experiencing the violation and the pain and the disjointedness and all of the issues that come as a result of not being harmonious with the order of your being, the intelligence of existence and whatnot, then your responsibility is to care to get into alignment with that which is going to bring you peace. You understand? See, peace is that which is the opposite of disease or dis-ease. Being in a state of dis-ease long enough will create disease. And after a while, you don't have the faith or the confidence to know that you can heal from everything, which is how it is so many people fall victim to being poisoned ever more with the radiation and the chemo, when all of this acidity shows up and they term it as cancer of wherever, whatever. But that is as a result of what you've been doing consistently over time. And I'm saying it needs to stop. We need to be in a place and space where you understand that the way that we have been socialized and adulterated to come to a place and space where you're eating that which only is serving somebody else's interests in terms of their profit. But there is no real prosperity that this nation can have when it has some of the sickest people on the planet. How can you boast of being so this and so that, so free and so brave and this and that, and then you're going to fall victim to the foolishness? And the intelligence of existence has gifted you so much of itself so that you can really think. But thinking is the foundation of creating, but the thought is going to be facilitated by the quality of the blood, and the blood is going to be determined by the quality of the food, and the food that we are fueling our bodies with is creating nutritional deficiency, undermining your capacity to realize the fullness of the divinity of your being, and put you in a place and space where you are questioning that which you shouldn't question, and you're not questioning that which you should. And so in our now moment, you have to really care to be restored in the light of the truth of the one that you are, is this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to understand that to be supremely intelligent means that we ain't falling for the hokey-doke, we ain't falling for the garbage, and we're definitely not allowing people to inject us with poison. Nor are we going to be preparing poison and poisoning ourselves and our children. And our foundation now has to be in our care to truly serve life, to exalt life, to be blessings in life, to be enhancers and facilitators, uplifters, to come to a place and space where we are serving the purposes of our Creator, the intelligence of existence, whose intelligence is all there is, and there isn't anything or anyone who is not of it or in it. Our season now is for our liberation, our resurrection. And this government cannot legislate it. So we have to make sure that we're exalting a full effort in our living, in our loving, in our being. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.